Oh, Mr. Block, you were born by mistake. You take the cake. You make me ache. Go tie a rock on your block and go jump in the lake. Kindly do that for liberty's sake. Now that you can go quack or, you know, whatever you want. Whatever nice gross sound you feel like making, you flatulate. Well, I've practiced that chorus. Oh, Mr. Block, you were, this isn't this wonderful poetry. I mean, Ogden Nash would blush. Oh, Mr. Block, you were born by mistake. You take the cake. You make me ache. Tie a rock on your block and then jump in the lake. Kindly do that for liberty's sake. Oh, Mr. Block, you were born by mistake. You take the cake, you make me ache. Go tie a rock on your block and go jump in the lake. Kindly do that for liberty's sake. Yeah, what I hear in here, maybe John, do you hear this? Oh, Mr. Block, you were born by mistake. Da da da, you take the cake. Ba da da, you do it. Maybe. Never thought of it. Kazoo. Please give me your attention, I'll introduce to you a man that is a credit, our red, white, and blue. His head is made of lumber and solid as a rock. He is a common worker and his name is Mr. Block. And Block, he thinks he may be president someday. Oh, Mr. Block, you were born by mistake. You take the cake. You make me ache. Go tie a rock on your block and go jump in the lake. Kindly do that for liberty's sake. Yes, Mr. Block is lucky. Found a job by G. The shark got $7 for job and fare and fee. They shipped him to a desert and dumped him with his truck. But when he tried to find his job, he sure was out of luck. He shouted, "That's too raw. I'll fix them with the law." Oh, Mr. Block, you were born by mistake. You take the cake, you make me ache. Go tie a rock on your block and go jump in the lake. Kindly do that for liberty's sake. Oh, Block hiked back to the city, but wasn't doing well. He said, "I'll join the union, the great AF of L." He got a job next morning, got fired in the night. He said, "I'll see McDermott and he'll fix that foreman right." McDermott and said, "You see, you've got our sympathy. Oh, Mr. Block, you were born by mistake. You take the cake, you make me ache. Go tie a rock on your block and go jump in the lake. Kindly do that for liberty's sake." Election day he shouted, "A socialist for mayor." The comrade got elected, he happy was for fair. But after the election he got an awful shock. A great big socialistic bull did rap him on the block. And comrade Block did sob, "I helped him get his job." Oh, Mr. Block, you were born by mistake. You take the cake. You make me ache. Go tie a rock on your block and go jump in the lake. Kindly do that for liberty's sake. Poor Block, he died one evening, I'm very glad to state. He climbed the golden ladder up to the pearly gate. He said, "Oh, Mr. Peter, one word I'd like to tell. I'd like to meet the Astor Bills and John D. Rockefeller." Old Pete said, "Is that so? You'll meet them down below." Oh, Mr. Block, you were born by mistake. You take the cake, you make me ache. Go tie a rock on your block and go jump in the lake. Kindly do that for liberty's sake. Quack, quack, quack. Joe Hill wrote a song for the free speech fight of 1910 and was introduced on the streets of Spokane by Haywire Mac McClintock. He was a branch secretary then. He wrote Big Rock Candy Mountain and Hallelujah I'm a Bum. He got together a little band, T-Bone Slim, a tuba, a garbage can lid. They stood in a doorway waiting to leap out at the unemployed throng and regale them with song. They used a shill to build the crowd. You know, a carny shill? Somebody uses tricks to build a crowd. I think his name was Tresca, but he wore a black suit, a black bowler hat, a string tie with an umbrella and a briefcase, looked like a banker. He'd walk down where they were hiding in the doorway, and suddenly he'd start to yell, "Help! Help! Help! I've been robbed! Help! I've been robbed!" Everybody'd run across the street. "What's the matter? What's the matter?" As soon as he got the crowd together, he'd yell, "I've been robbed by the capitalist system, fellow workers!" He'd talk to them for 10 minutes, and then the boys would leap out and start singing, and this is what they were singing. "The long-haired preachers come out every night. I try to tell you what's wrong and what's right. But when asked about something to eat, they will answer in voices this sweet. You will eat by and by in that glorious land in the sky, way up high, work and pray, live on hay. You'll get by in the sky when you die. That's a lie." Oh, that's real nice. Let's take a minute and teach the folks that don't know this what this is. Now, this is done Baptist style. Are there any Baptists here? Oh, good. Answer back, you know, where I sing one thing and then you sing it back and then we sing a line together. And the way up highs are yours, not mine. They're the prettiest part of the whole song.
You will eat,
by and by, in that glorious land in the sky,
way up high,
work and pray,
live on hay,
and you'll get by in the sky when you die.
That's a lie!
The long-haired preachers come out every night. I try to tell you what's wrong and what's right. But when asked about something to eat, they'll answer in voices so sweet. Hey, you will eat
by and by,
in that glorious land in the sky.
Yeah,
I work and pray,
live on hay.
You'll get by in the sky when you die.
That's a lie!
The starvation army, they play, and they shout and they clap and they pray. When they've got all your coins on the drum, they will tell you when you're on the bum. And you will eat
by and by,
in that glorious land in the sky. Work and pray, live on hay. You'll get by in the sky when you die.
That's a lie!
Working folks of all countries unite. Side by side, we for freedom shall fight. When this world and its wealth we have gained, back to the grafters we'll sing this refrain.
You will eat
by and by, when you learn how to cook and how to fry. Chop some wood, that'll do you good, and you'll eat in that sweet by and by.
That's no lie.